With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republicans and Democrats are bitterly divided over federal agents wearing masks as Congress works to avert another partial government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Facing Friday's midnight deadline, lawmakers are locked in a debate over funding Homeland Security. And a central question is whether to ban face masks by immigration enforcement officers. The House Democratic leader says unmasking the federal agents is a hard red line in the negotiations. But most Republicans say the current political climate leaves the immigration officers exposed to harassment if their faces and identities are made public. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The world's biggest social media companies face several landmark trials this year, seeking to hold them responsible for harm to children using their platforms.
In Los Angeles County Superior Court, Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube face claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm youngsters. TikTok and Snap, which were originally named in the lawsuit, settled for undisclosed sums. This case marks the first time the companies will argue their case before a jury. The outcome could have profound effects on their businesses and how they will handle children using their platforms. Rich Thomason reporting.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will support UK police assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew gave confidential information to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The statement came after Thames Valley police said Monday that they were assessing reports that the former prince, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, sent trade reports to Epstein in 2010. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points. This is SRN News. President Trump is planning a day of prayer.
He says he will, quote, rededicate America as one nation under God during an event on the National Mall on May the 17th. The gathering, which the president says will involve people from all over the nation, will be part of the 250th anniversary celebrations of America's founding. It's being promoted as part of the White House's America Prays initiative. Details are being worked out, but the gathering is expected to include faith leaders and government officials. Michael Harrington reporting.
New legislation would keep foreign officials who participate in persecution from visiting the U.S. The Banning Perpetrators of Religious Persecution Act was introduced by Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Ted Budd of North Carolina. Sean Wright of International Christian Concern says this legislation sends a powerful message that the United States stands firmly on the side of religious liberty. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the U.S. and Canada has again filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, blaming declining sales and a litany of other industry headwinds.
Eddie Bauer LLC says it's entered into a restructuring pact with its secured lenders as it made the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court for the District of New Jersey. Rich Thomason reporting.
Kroger's named former Walmart executive Greg Foran as its chief executive officer. He joins Kroger 11 months after its previous CEO, Rodney McMullen, abruptly resigned following an internal investigation into his personal conduct. Foran previously led Walmart's U.S. division for 6 years before departing in 2019. U.S. stocks drifted higher following big rallies for markets in Asia earlier in the day. The Dow was up by 20 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.